I have a question. I know you guys always get on me for my questions, say I'm being negative, but I'm legitimately coming to the Chiefs kingdom with the question. Because last week when they played the Arizona Cardinals, and in my opinion, they sleptwalked through the game, everybody was telling me this was some grand indictment on, man, Sammy Watkins isn't there. That's why they didn't play that well. They didn't have Sammy Watkins. I was like, okay, I don't know one way or the other. I don't think that you can really take much information from a game against one of the four worst teams in the NFL. I mean, Arizona's so bad they lost to the Raiders this week. Arizona is not a good football team.
At home.
So I'm asking this question, and again, I do not have the answer for it. Many of you are picking the Chiefs to win, right?
Yeah.
Many of you are picking the Chiefs to score a lot of points, right?
That's correct.
I don't think Sammy Watkins is playing. Garrett Dieter just got brought up from the 50, included on the 53-man roster.
My dude.
If we're doing some roster math here, I think that Sammy Watkins is going to be inactive for the game this Monday night. Twitter, the text line, everybody tells me how important Sammy Watkins is. He's the thing that makes this go. Are we sure about that? If this Chiefs team wins 37-34 and goes on the road and beats the Rams with no Sammy Watkins, what do I take from that on Tuesday? Because my stance on Sammy Watkins is a very clear one. I'm not saying he isn't important to the Chiefs. I'm not saying he doesn't help the Chiefs. I'm not even arguing that he's an upgrade over Albert Wilson from last year. My issue with Sammy Watkins has been, if you're going to pay $16 million to somebody who is now, if we are playing it by what we think, has not played in their three most important games so far this season, didn't play in the Broncos game on Monday night, played on Sunday Night Football, but had two catches for 18 yards, and is not going to play in this one, and missed another game last week due to injury. Man, what are you getting from Sammy Watkins for $16 million? I'm simply coming to Chiefs Kingdom, not to cause any strife.
Sounds like we're causing strife.
We're all on the same page today.
I don't feel like we're on the same page.
I'm just asking, what do we do if the Chiefs score 37 points and Sammy Watkins doesn't play today? That's it. That's all I'm asking.
We high-five each other, and we think that's amazing. That's awesome because that's what good quarterbacks do. When you don't have all your dudes, you can go out there and hang 37 on somebody, then that means you're doing something right because that's what we talk about with all the great quarterbacks, right? I mean, look at all the freaking duds that have rolled through New England. The guys that Tom Brady turns into freaking Hall of Famers, look like Hall of Fame wide receivers.
You're right, but Tom Brady also and the Patriots are not paying those wide receivers $16 million per season.
I understand it, but I understand what the Chiefs were doing too. They wanted to surround a young quarterback with as much talent as humanly possible in the first couple of years, and once he gets comfortable and settled in, then you can save some money wide receiver because that quarterback's going to turn these guys into really good receivers because of how accurate and how awesome he is. I think we celebrate if they go. If Sammy Watson doesn't play and the Chiefs still go out there and have a great offensive day. I mean, if you ask me, would I rather have Sammy out there? Absolutely.
Of course.
I want Sammy out there. Am I happy that the Chiefs went out and got him? Totally. Because that's a commitment to their young quarterback. So, I don't know. I'm not hung up on what they're paying Sammy Watkins. And I know it's a salary cap league, you know, and you're like, man, they could have spent that money on defense. They could have got another linebacker, could have got a run stopper, could have got a corner since they traded Marcus Peters. They didn't.
All those things seem very important.
I understand that. But also, you're looking at one of the most historic offenses in the history of the NFL right now. So what they did worked. What they did worked. And to me, if we talk about all the boxes that I love to check off when it comes to a young quarterback, one of those boxes is going out there and beating a good team and putting up a good game while you don't have all your weapons. So if the offense goes out there and looks great tonight without Sammy, that's great for everybody. Because, hell, you can get out of this deal. What, after next year if you want to with Sammy? So I still think it's money well spent. It was an insurance policy for Mahomes and the offense. And it's worked. They're 9-1, one of the best offenses in the league. I got no problem with it. And, again, I think it's a great test. I actually, and this sounds crazy right now, but I'd love to see at some point what the offense looks like without Tyreek or without Kelce. You know, not in a key game, but just to see how Mahomes can handle it. Because, again, that's another hurdle as a young quarterback that you're going to have to get over. So even if Sammy doesn't play tonight, and I don't think he's going to, he hasn't practiced the last couple of days, he's listed as questionable, it wouldn't surprise me if the offense goes out there and puts up big numbers. If you guys are in the crowd of like, well, look what the offense did last week. No Sammy Watkins. They didn't look that great. Well, Mahomes was on his freaking back half the time. They couldn't block anybody. The tackles were bad. The interior offensive line was bad. And Mahomes was running for his life half the time. So I don't think that has anything to do with Sammy Watkins. I think that has to do with pass protection and Mahomes hanging on to the football too long.
Text line 69306, will you admit you're wrong if we go out and score 20 points? Man, if the Chiefs go out there and score 23 points today with no Sammy Watkins and they look bad, that will be the lead of the show, that I was wrong on the importance of Sammy Watkins. I do want to point out, and we can move on from it because I know we're on different sides with Sammy Watkins. Sammy Watkins might be like the seventh most important player on their offense now. No one is changing their opinion about this game if Sammy Watkins isn't there. We would have a different opinion if Tyreek Hill was scheduled to not play in this game, if Kareem Hunt wasn't going to play in this game. Hell, if Eric Fisher wasn't going to play in this game because of the pass rush that the Rams have. I'm just saying, for a guy that is so important and integral to this offense and making $16 million, no one's opinion about this individual matchup has changed based on the information that would appear he's not going to play this week.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it. And, hey, man, that's part of the deal, right? I've got no problem with it. What if we were sitting here and you're stuck with an average guy in Chris Conley, an underdeveloped guy in DeMarcus Robinson, and then you got to run them out there, and they can double Kelce, and they can double Tyreek, and then the Chiefs can't do anything. I love the fact that the Chiefs were aggressive and went out and got Sammy Watkins. I don't care that they overpaid for him. Is he worth that contract? He's probably not. But guess what? That's what the market said he was worth because he had other teams that wanted him. Listen, I understand the Chiefs' philosophy on this. I killed the Chiefs for a lot of stuff, and I think they deserve to get killed for a lot of stuff, but not for this. You got a young quarterback that you're heavily invested in. Let's give him a nice insurance policy in Sammy Watkins if Tyreek or Travis Kelce goes down. Because what happened last year in the playoff game? Travis Kelce goes down in that Titans game with a concussion, and the offense stalled. I think you could lose one of those guys, and the offense would not stall. And I think that's what we're going to see tonight. What can you do against a good team without one of your weapons? And, you know, it's one thing against Arizona when, for whatever reason, the Chiefs couldn't block anybody in that game. But what are you going to do tonight without one of your weapons? Because this very well could be the case in the playoffs.
So today is the 100th day that Eric Berry has missed team activities. No practice, no games, no nothing for Eric Berry. August 11th was the last time that Eric Berry practiced for your Kansas City Chiefs. But
is he out tonight then? He's not
he
playing?
Is not going to play today. He's
going to
be sitting right next to Sammy Watkins. The Chiefs have become a Super Bowl favorite despite a leaky defense, but sources maintain that significant help is on the way. This is courtesy of Jason Lockenfora of CBS Sports. Chiefs safety Eric Berry continue to make strides from a long-term heel injury and could be back as soon as after Kansas City's Week 12 bye. It then continues to go on. Berry will not play in Monday's game against the Rams, as we all anticipate. But they are eyeing weeks following the bye to implement him back into the lineup. It is expected that Berry would begin practicing after the bye with the return in week 13 or 14, likely at this point. This is kind of the combination of what both you and I thought.
Yeah.
I thought that Eric Berry was going to come back after the bye.
Mm-hmm.
The Wednesday after the bye just always has made the most sense for Eric Berry. I think they wanted to have him in the early part of the season, so that's why they kept him active. Then when they realized that it wasn't going to be week four, week five, it wasn't beneficial to put him on the IR. Let's just keep him active. Let's burn that roster spot, and let's bring him back after the bye week. I still fully anticipate Eric Berry to be practicing the Wednesday after the Chiefs get off a bye as they're preparing to play the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, no, exactly. Raiders. Yeah, they're going to have to go on the road to play Oakland after the bye week. Here's the thing that I think is going to be tricky with the Chiefs' schedule when Berry comes back. So you're on the road at Oakland. I would guess Berry practices for both of those weeks. The thing where it gets a little bit weird, I'm not so sure they'd have him play in the Baltimore game and then turn around and have him play 4 days later in a Thursday night game against the Chargers in Kansas City. So that's why I think it's going to be that December 13th Thursday night game against the Chargers in KC where he makes his debut. That'd give him, what, 2.5 weeks of practice to get ready? You don't have a quick turnaround and a four-day rest period between games. To me, that's the one that makes the most sense. But you're right. I mean, if you get him back and you practice after the bye week, then you should be pretty good and ready to roll. So, again, I'm still targeting that Week 15 game against the Chargers is the game that he comes back.
If you missed it, Eric Berry today is the 100th day he has missed team activities. No practice, no training camp. He has not played in a game. He has not practiced since August 11th. Jason Lockenfora of CBS Sports thinks that could be coming to a soon end, very, very quickly.